Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, getting my microphone back on here. I'm a little behind on my show prep because I am doing a little bit of show prep for the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. Holy cow, it's already January 12th. Let me just do a quick calendar recon as we kick off the show. Yeah, it's great to be back in studio, especially after 3 days of live shows on the road. Helena for the Chamber Business Days at the Capitol, live show from Cut Bank at Glacier Electric on Thursday, and then live from Malta on Friday. Boy, I tell you what, if you heard that 9 o'clock hour on Friday, my goodness, did you need to run to Costco to get Kleenex boxes after that one because you needed the supersized box of Kleenexes. That was great. I'd love to get any of your reactions. By the way, we covered so many topics and got a chance to catch up with so many great folks as we went town to town. What stood out to you? You can give us a call, 406-294-0970, or message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, speaking of the app, got a great message from Evan in Belt. He sent a message on Friday, and he said, hey, tell that pastor there in Malta that I said hello. Tell him Evan in Belt says hello. And so after the show, I was actually telling Pastor Solberg, who had lined up this whole reunion in Malta for following that medical miracle in Wyola, Montana, back in 1993. I was telling him how I got this message from Evan, and apparently they were able to link up. And I think Evan in Belt made it all the way to Malta and got to hear that young man's testimony at the Lutheran Church on Sunday morning. So that's incredible. I was seeing a lot of messages from folks who got a chance to go hear his story, not just on the radio on Friday morning with us, but all exclusively, by the way, but also on Sunday morning in church. So that's very cool. Looking at the calendar here, it's January 12th. Holy cow. So this week, we're going to cap off this week. I don't even know where I'm going to be at in Helena on Friday for the show just yet, but we'll find a spot. Don't worry. But I got to do the show from Helena on Friday. I get to do the show from Helena, the state capital city, on Friday because the March for Life rally is taking place later Friday morning, and I get the honor of emceeing that event. And then, man, we got wrestling in Missoula. We got Nate Bargatze, the great comedian. You guys know Nate Bargatze? My goodness, he is freaking incredible. He's hilarious, and he's clean. It's so rare to find clean comedy. We're going to have, the in-laws are going to be there. The sister and brother-in-law are going to be there, and Jessica and I are going to be there. I can't wait for Nate Bargatze on Saturday night. We got wrestling tournament in Missoula, too. So what a week this is going to be, and then boom, next week, I'm going to be taking off for Las Vegas and the SHOT Show once again. John Jackson will be sidekicking with us for our coverage down there as well. Because there's no way I could do that show alone. You know, you think it's early right now, kicking off the show at 6 o'clock in the morning Montana time. Well, Vegas is an hour behind us. So if we're kicking off the show live in Las Vegas, that means we're starting at 5 a.m., But then a lot of people don't show up till later in the day, so that's why I have to record interviews after the show and just snag people as we get them. But, man, I'll tell you what, when John Jackson's there with us, we have a fun time just smoking and joking, you know, all morning long, whether we get guests or not. And then we always get the great guests, you know, people like Donald Trump Jr. have dropped by to see us in the past. Of course, the governor, of course, Attorney General Austin Knutes, and all the Montana gun business folks come and see us typically as well. But lots to talk about here on this Monday morning. Speaking of smoking and joking, did you see this post by Senator Tim Sheehy?
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today. Highs will stay in the lower 50s in Bozeman, around 60 in the Billings area. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, lows near 40 to 45 around the region. And then on Tuesday, we'll see breaks of sun and some cloud cover. High temperatures at about 52 in Bozeman, about 61 in the Billings area. Partly cloudy skies expected Tuesday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
So this is the incredible story that you're going to get a chance to hear about firsthand on Friday's Montana Talks. Hey, Aaron Flint here. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the GN in Malta. We've got Doc from the radio in Malta on KMMR. There's a reason they call her Doc. This is an incredible story, a medical miracle. Saved a young man, a young man's life. This is the first time they have met since that day. This is coming up Friday.
Hey, Clay, if there was a song camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, speaking of show prep, I'm actually going to do a little bit of show prep here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. There's a soundbite that I want to play here. Brian Kilmeade on Fox News over the weekend was talking about the fraud scandal in Minnesota and the fraud scandal in California. No homes built after the fires that went through there, etc. I want to play that soundbite here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show because that's going to be show prep for our 8 o'clock hour conversation that we have coming up for you later today. Sean Regan, you guys might know the name Sean Regan. He was an incredible researcher, an incredible fellow with PERC in Bozeman. The free market environmentalist group, a think tank in Bozeman. And now I think he's with the Manhattan Institute, you know, very prominent think tank as well. And he did a big piece, I think, that also got picked up at FoxNews.com over the weekend right now, talking about California, the L.A. fires 1 year later. Can't wait till we have Sean Regan join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So this all ties in, right? But smoke them if you got them. Smoking and joking. I was joking about joking around with John Jackson, the Joker from X, at the SHOT Show coming up next week. Yes, crazy. That's already coming up next week on the show. Let me take you to X here. So I don't know if you guys have seen this. Let me just go right to the post that Tim Sheehy had shared. It comes from somebody on X named Dr. Malouf. And it's showing all of these photographs of these women in Iran. And it's this smoke 'em if you got 'em. Apparently, this is what is going viral in Iran right now, which is why the terrorist regime in Tehran is trying to shut down all phone access, shut down all the internet. But then Elon Musk is providing free internet to the entire country of Iran right now via Starlink. He's got the Starlink satellite chain that folks are sharing videos overhead above the streets of Tehran in particular. And anyway, so these women are sharing these photographs. They don't have their heads covered. I know the woke liberal Democrat women in Minnesota would be very angry at these Iranian women for not wearing their head coverings, you know, for not, you know, wearing the more traditional Islamic style of dress. The liberal white Democratic women in Minnesota and Missoula, frankly, they would be outraged at these women. How dare you not put on your handmade tail outfits? But even so, all these women, they have cigarettes in their mouth, and then they light the cigarette, and then they have a picture of Ali the Rat, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and they use the cigarette to light the picture of the Ayatollah on fire. And this is going viral. This Dr. Malouf on X says, we are witnessing one of the biggest feminist revolutions in history. And for some reason, Western feminists are completely silent. Yeah, you would think with the hundreds of people that turned up on the bridge to protest again in Missoula and the hundreds of people that showed up in downtown Bozeman to protest whatever again, you would think they would be turning out in the streets to support these women and their freedoms, to stand up for their fellow feminists. No. They're out there protesting in Missoula and Bozeman because apparently they think it's okay to run over a federal law enforcement officer with no consequences. But Senator Tim Sheehy shared that, and he says, interesting, isn't it? You know how Western feminists are completely silent in refusing to stand up for these women in Tehran. But even before that, Senator Tim Sheehy, he shared a photo of him with a cigarette in his mouth also lighting on fire a photo of the Ayatollah Khamenei. And you can see, you like the way I did the Khamenei there. You know, you got to be culturally sensitive when you're talking about Iranian terrorists or radical Islamic Democrat members of Congress. You know, no other ethnic group in America do you have to, you know, bow down and, you know, be culturally sensitive to. But he says, smoke them if you got them. And it's a great photo there. And you know, I'm sure some people will be like, oh, why is a U.S. senator from, you know, doing this about the leader, the supreme? You got to add the supreme there of Iran. Well, you know what? If that guy was responsible for killing your brothers and sisters, you'd be smoking him as well, wouldn't you? Senator Ted Cruz shared that post on X by Tim Sheehy saying, spectacular. America stands with the people of Iran against the Islamist tyrants. Anyway, if you go to x.com/AaronFlint, I shared that one as well. Let's go to it. Brian, ooh, I got time. Oh, I may not have time. Okay, I'll save the Brian Kilmeade clip for coming up after the Farm and Ranch report here. What could we sneak on in the meantime here? Democrats are using these left-wing women as human shields. Jesse Waters was calling it suicidal activism.
There's a term for this. It's called suicidal activism. Remember suicide by cop? People are so dangerous, they dare officers to shoot them. This is what's going on now. A lot of these women want to be victims, and the Democrat politicians have no problem pushing these women into the front lines. Human shields for the party machine. Remember what the base said this summer? There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the public and the press. They're taking it seriously. Pips isn't telling his people to be safe.
Some are even being told they need to be more willing to go out there and get shot when fighting, that was a direct quote, get shot when fighting back against some of Trump's policies. How do you respond to that, Leader Jeffries?
Well, we are in a more is more environment in terms of the unprecedented assault on the American way of life.
Democrats are now saying that it's just a bunch of trigger-happy killers.
But the truth is that every single person in the United States...
Actually, let me hold it right there, because there is a perfect ending to this clip that I grabbed off of Jesse Waters' program on Friday night. So I'm gonna rewind the tape and then air it in full red for this. Slightly.
Securing America.
Fox's Brett Baer recently spoke with Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Darrell Caudle and Marine Commandant General Eric Smith about America's renewed focus on naval shipbuilding. Admiral Caudle says the reinvestment is necessary.
When you want to deter conflicts, you have to have capability. It's got to be present. It's got to be on the battlefield.
General Smith says that is extremely challenging when it comes to shipbuilding because...
There's no shipbuilders left in America. There's welders, pipe fitters, steam fitters. And if there's not steady work for them in the shipyards, they'll go elsewhere.
He adds...
Can't buy back those employees once they go to work for Tesla or Ford Motor Company.
Admiral Caudle says any difficulties must be overcome due to this principle.
To be a great superpower, we have to be a great sea power.
He also criticizes those claiming a rise in defense spending is not necessary.
It is expensive, but the alternative is much more expensive.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Yeah, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, Southern California is playing host to the American Farm Bureau Federation's 107th annual convention and trade show. And during his opening remarks yesterday, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval welcomed Farm Bureau members to Anaheim and also thanked them for their grassroots advocacy, which gives Farm Bureau, he says, one of the most powerful voices in Washington, D.C.
Together, we are growing a better understanding of agriculture. Every conversation, every engagement bridges the gap from stories on social media to meetings in your state house and even in the White House. See, we believe it's critical for consumers and lawmakers to hear straight from you, our farmers.
Montana Farm Bureau President Cindy Johnson says that when it comes to Farm Bureau's grassroots policy, Western states have a seat at the table to help make sure our issues are addressed on a national level.
Yes, over the years, Russell, we've had an amazing amount of success bringing policy from the local level to the state level to the national level and ultimately having it included in the American Farm Bureau Policy Manual.
Wyoming Farm Bureau President Todd Fornstrom agrees and says it's more important than ever for agriculture to speak with a united voice.
You know, the idea that Wyoming can get their issues out on that national stage and the rest of the nation understands where we're at with the issues, it's super important. We need to have a united front when it comes to talking to the general public. They don't understand agriculture already, so they don't need any mixed messages.
Now, AFBF President Zippy Duval also acknowledged the challenging times in farm country with low commodity prices and high input costs and thanked the Trump administration for the recent support, but also stressed a new farm bill is desperately needed.
Now, we still need a new farm bill, and we will keep holding Congress accountable to deliver that and other critical support for agriculture. Now, with the toughest economy that we've seen in a generation, we know that our leaders need to hear straight from us about the relief that we need in the short and long term.
Now, later this morning, we'll hear directly from the Trump administration when Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins addresses this very convention. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
It's more than a convention. It's where the cattle industry comes together. CattleCon 2026 is heading to downtown Nashville, February 3rd through February 5th. Gain insights from top cattle industry experts, connect with fellow producers, and take part in shaping the future of our business. Plus, world-class entertainment and inspiring keynote speakers. Whether you're there for the business, the education, or the good times, CattleCon is where it all comes together. Register today at convention.ncda.org.
Cattle Country Videos 2026 Winter Classic Video Sales coming up on Tuesday, January 13th at the Goshen County Rendezvous Center in Torrington, Wyoming. Sale time is 10 a.m. Mountain, offering just over 8,800 head, featuring a strong run of wean calves, plus 300 head of yearlings and 300 head of 3 to 4 year old stock cows. The sales broadcast live on YouTube with online bidding available via Cattle USA and TV Auction. To preview the cattle, visit cattlecountryvideo.com. Well, New World Screwworm is back in our headlines here on this Monday morning after a confirmed case was found about 215 miles from the Texas border. Now, the parasitic pest, which can cause serious livestock injury and economic loss, was detected in a 7-year-old Mexican cow. While the screwworm hasn't been detected yet in this country, rapid reporting and early intervention remains critical to preventing overall spread. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Zippy Duval, that's one of my favorite names in the radio business, well, or in the farm and ranch business, but with the American Farm Bureau Federation. But, of course, we've had Zippy Duval join us on the show as we've covered these great Farm Bureau conventions, Montana Farm Bureau conventions in particular. Speaking of agriculture, what was it that really stood out? I just had a thought, and it escaped my mind. There was something Russell just talked about there from Anaheim, though, that reminded me, you know, when we were out on the road and something. Oh, I know what it was. He was talking about, you know, viruses and things like that affecting animals. I don't know if you guys heard this. So I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour Wednesday morning. We had Todd O'Hare, who is the CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce, on the show. And of course, before we got into the big news topics and the public policy issues and what they were talking about at the Chamber of Commerce convention, of course, I had to start by, you know, talking about his son, who is who's a rodeo cowboy, and of course the O'Hare family, a great family roots there in the Paradise Valley of Montana and agriculture as well. And so we were talking about rodeo, and he was telling me how his son had moved down to Texas so that he could be there on the ground for like what, 10, 11, 12 different rodeos. So instead of driving Montana, Texas, he was just going to be in Texas. He was choosing Texas, like that popular country song on the radio right now, and so that he could be there for all these rodeos. Well, all these rodeos in Texas ended up getting canceled because of this virus going around, this equine virus going around. So that's kind of a sad deal there. And then we talked about how, you know, the
the great barrel racer from Three Forks, you know, the MSU alum, how incredible it was that she performed in the NFR without her own horses because of the equine virus. She had to hot seat horses in order to barrel race in the National Finals Rodeo. So that, anyway, if you missed any of those conversations last week, you can check it out on the Montana Talks podcast, find it on Spotify, or get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, and you'll see it all there as well. All right, I'm trying to clear out my email inbox. If I missed anything, if I didn't respond to some of you over the last week or so, well, I had a lot of road time, a lot of windshield time, so which means I don't have a lot of time to check emails. I typically don't have a lot of time anyway, and then I really didn't have time last week. So follow up with me if I didn't get back to some of you on something. Here we go. Back to Jesse Waters talking about suicidal activism and how the Democrats are using women as human shields to either cover up their agenda when it comes to the fraud in Minnesota or to push their agenda as well.
Democrats are now saying that it's just a bunch of trigger-happy killers.
But the truth is that every single person in the United States of America, U.S. citizens, white, black, brown, whoever you are, you have to worry now that an ICE agent is going to come and shoot at you and kill you.
They're saying all illegals aren't criminals, but all ICE agents are. The Maryland dad gets due process. This ICE agent gets none.
Well said. I tell you, that's what makes Jesse Waters' program so great. A combination of him and his writers and his producers. Wow. What a couple of great points that he made right there. And then that monologue continued for another, you know, probably 5 or 6 minutes as well. All right, back in 60 seconds. You heard more headlines there on the human shields that the Democrats are putting to work in Portland, putting to work in Minneapolis, Minnesota, etc. Okay, do you guys remember the time when at least Montana Democrats pretended to not be as crazy as their national counterparts? They tried to distance themselves to crazy far-left politicians and activists in California or D.C., oh, well, we're different here. We're different here. And you and I knew that it was a scam. We knew that Max Baucus and John Tester were enabling these far-left folks. That's why they shoved Obamacare down our throats and destroyed health care is because they eventually wanted the socialized medicine anyway. But they pretended to be moderate, and they did such a good job. And the Montana Democrats would try to distance themselves from the crazy. They're not even trying to distance themselves from the crazy right now. I saw this over the weekend. The Montana Democrat Party on Facebook, on social media, published a statement on the events in Minneapolis, or maybe this was last week, but it caught my eye over the weekend. And in this statement, they outright say, quote, "This was not a self-defense shooting." So here you have and then they go further. They say, quote, "Masked men with guns have now murdered an American citizen." You have the Montana Democrat Party accusing a federal law enforcement agent of murder and claiming that this was not a self-defense shooting, when every single freaking level-headed lawyer who has looked at this says, hey, and law enforcement professionals say, look, she drove her car and rammed the ICE agent. He was justified here. And yet the Montana Democrat Party, the experts they are, claim this was not a self-defense shooting. Again, they want, like what Jesse Waters said there, they want due process for the guy they call the Maryland dad, who's not even a Maryland guy. He's an MS-13 thug from El Salvador, a legal alien, but they want more than due process, because he's gotten more than due process. And then they accuse a public employee, a federal law enforcement officer, of murder over this? And why didn't anybody in the Montana media make a big deal out of this? You have the Montana Democrat Party accusing a federal law enforcement officer, a public employee. By the way, where is the Montana Federation of Public Employees? A public employee has been accused of murder, and where is the union that represents public employees? Can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot? They would condemn this outrageous attack on a public employee. But no, the socialist, far-left-run
Montana Federation of Public Employees is in the back pocket of the Democrat Party. They've been destroying private sector union jobs. But yet they won't even stand up for public employees either. By the way, where is Socialist Sam, the far-left lobbyist? Is he standing up for public employee folks?
Montana Harvest.
Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Subsidies for more than 20 million Americans using Obamacare expired recently. Now Democrats are ready to make them the centerpiece of the midterm campaigns. The lapse of enhanced premium tax credits started hitting pocketbooks of voters on January 1st. Democratic lawmakers and strategists are already moving to turn the expiration of the subsidies into a potent election year attack on Republicans. They note that unlike other Democratic messaging targets, the lost tax credits are already tangible proof of what's at stake on Election Day. The strategy has been months in the making. Top party leaders decided in September to make health care the focus of the government funding fight. That posture led to a record 43-day government shutdown last fall. However, some Senate Democrats ultimately agreed to reopen the government without securing an extension of the tax credits. Still, many in the party are increasingly confident that they succeeded in putting the issue into focus ahead of the election year. Top GOP leaders have criticized the expiring subsidies as wasteful. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, quickly throwing the headset back on here, trying to catch up on my emails during the breaks while I listen to the news and more. What's on your mind, 406-294-0970, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app here on this Monday morning as well. Yeah, I'm clearing through emails, so Caden Bjornstedt, our producer, apologize in advance for all the emails that are piling up for you there while you're stuck listening to me yapping this morning here as well. But, yeah, we got a big show coming up next week with the SHOT show. Yeah, and we're going to be there 4 days instead of three this time around, so... because it's just every year, it just builds upon itself and just gets bigger every single year. So looking forward to that. Let's see here. What should we go back to now? Let me see. So, all right, so we were talking about how the Democrats are using women as human shields. And they want to get these woke, white, liberal women all angry and fired up. And they're training them to be these activists that are putting themselves in dangerous situations. They are trying to provoke hostile situations. And in fact, on that front, let's go back to another segment, another clip here from Jesse Waters' opening monologue segment on Friday night, where he talks about the woman in the car in Minnesota, because the fake news media is just trying to spin this thing six different ways, as you've probably seen if you've watched any of the fake news media coverage of this. But here you go. This is part of Jesse Waters' opening monologue on Friday.
The woman on foot calling the agent fat was the driver's lesbian partner, and they didn't just make a wrong turn and get stuck in the snow. They'd been stalking the ICE officers all day, interfering with their raids. Video shows the car was blocking traffic for 4 minutes, refusing to leave and not complying with orders. And she waited until the agent was in front of the car and the other agent was grabbing onto the door handle before she accelerated, while the partner screams, "Drive, baby, drive." Fox's DHS sources confirmed today that Renee Good was a trained member of ICE Watch. It's a coalition of activists whose mission it is to make ICE's job as difficult as possible. Here's a flyer from Ice Watch that directs people to block the kidnappers' cars and for white witnesses to put their bodies in front of the person that's being kidnapped. So what's going on here? This is an intelligently designed stagecraft. A fellow Ice Watcher called Renee an anti-ICE warrior. Warrior. Now every vigilante in Minneapolis wants to come out and play.
If I continually see you following us, interfering with us, honking your horn, blocking our cars, you have a very high probability of making a really bad decision and being arrested there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ice around here.
There's
just so you know, if we continue to have you follow us, okay, okay, have fun. Don't make a bad decision today.
These women think it's a game. They can just lay down wheels in the middle of traffic. They can tailgate federal agents, box them in, and alert eagles of impending searches.
I had to just stop watching some of those clips last week because I was getting so ticked off at these people and what they're doing to these brave men and women in our law enforcement. It is so sickening. It is so disgusting. And to see the Montana Democrat Party come out and call our ICE agents murderers and to claim that this was not self-defense and to just support this domestic extremism, this domestic terrorism that we are seeing on the streets of America. Again, the Montana Democrat Party is officially, certifiably insane at this moment. It's not just the broader disrespect for law enforcement. You know, I think it was last week, I forget who we were talking with about this, and oh, it was when David Noble was on with us on Thursday, and just the broader disrespect and the underlying chaos that the left is fueling in America. And I didn't say it on Thursday, but we've talked about this before. It's like when you get pulled over, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, white, black, brown, whatever. We all know, like, okay, if you get pulled over, don't make any sudden movements, reaching back to grab your wallet while the law enforcement officer is approaching to keep your hands on the steering wheel. You know, be respectful, right? And if you didn't know that when you were a punk kid, like a lot of people, well, you dang sure knew it fast and you learned it fast, right? And so we're talking about this broader disrespect of law enforcement. Well, Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal, who, of course, joins us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, she says, I just have to add to your conversation when you talk about the broad disrespect for law enforcement. She also talked about how, and this got her thinking of the broad disrespect for property rights. She said this. She said, the violation of property rights in the U.S. has its own government agency, and it has offices in almost every town, planning and zoning departments, which get about three-fourths of their funding from the federal government. It is because of them that we have a housing shortage. Tell me what other product that is in high demand by consumers does not have the whole of the market rushing to deliver it as fast as possible. Even if the product is illegal, it usually has people rushing to meet market demand, i.e. drugs, black markets, but not housing. And the fact is, as a commodity, housing is illegal through the unaffordability and encumbrances of building codes and other regulations. Evelyn Pyburn says, I have covered the issue of building codes and zoning restrictions since 1970. And in all of that time, I have never heard any discussion from anyone regarding property rights or cost. Never, never in adding a new restriction or requirement. Has anyone ever said, how much will that cost the homeowner? They have discussed whether their government staff can afford to enforce it, but never, never, never a word about whether the citizens can afford to pay for it. They can do this because, again, our education system does not teach students the importance of property rights. We cannot have individual freedom without property rights. The concept did not exist before the emergence of the United States. There is good reason that communists attack private property. Property rights are standing room for the individual. Communism is not about the individual, hence the name. It is about the collective, which exists for the state. In fact, that reminds me, you know, I had a great conversation with somebody here recently. You know, was off air, you know, just at a friend's get together. So I won't name any names or whatever. But you know, we were talking obviously about, you know, hunting and access and everything. And you know, he was telling me about how, you know, it's just crazy to me. It's like, it's so hard for people to build in town. There is so much infill where you could build more housing inside these city limits. And yet, what do they keep doing? They keep building out where the farmland is. They keep building out where the wildlife habitat is. And so I was telling him, I was like, I was like, this has been one of my big rants here as well. In fact, when we had, you guys remember when we had Randy Newberg, he's got an outdoor show. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, the importance of, of, you know, keeping public lands in public hands, et cetera, without the shrieks and the shrills of the left. But we were talking about how important it is that we preserve our access and why. And Randy Newberg even said, he's like, look, I got to give credit to Congressman Ryan Zinke. I got to give credit to Senator Tim Sheehy, Senator Daines, Congressman Downing. The entire Montana Republican delegation stood up for this access. And as I was talking with him, we were talking about, you know, Bozeman and how hard it is for people to build in the city limits. And so then what do the builders have to do? You still got to build somewhere. You still got to build something, right? It's harder to build infill inside the city limits. It's harder to build in towns. And then what do they do? More farmland consumed. More potential wildlife habitat consumed. And yet all these folks on the left who claim to care about public lands and public hands, and they shriek and they shrill, yet they're the ones who always deny us access. They're the ones who put up the gates to lock us out of our own lands. They're the ones who shut down the roads. They're the ones who shut down the trails. They're the ones who despise the Second Amendment, but yet claim to be sportsmen. And they're the ones who claim to be environmentalists, yet they're the ones who advocate for these big government policies at the local level that drive development out into the farmland, that drive development out into the wildlife habitat areas. You know, that's just something that just needs to be reinforced, I think, a lot more aggressively here in Montana, especially when we call out these fake phonies on the left who claim to care about public lands and public hands, right? Remember when that tester intern actually called out the Democrats for being phony on the public lands issue? That was definitely one of my favorite write-ups all year long. If you missed it, we've got it on the Montana Talks website, at least an excerpt anyway that takes you back to whatever lefty publication the piece was written in. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. And then we got a great lineup. Rob Nadelson, former University of Montana constitutional law professor, is going to be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Sean Regan is now with the Manhattan Institute, talking about the L.A. fires 1 year later. That's the 8 o'clock hour, and, of course, back to business in the 7 o'clock hour.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Democrats, they have fanned the flames of ICE hatred. They have put everybody at risk. And I've been warning this violent rhetoric is going to lead to one tragedy after another. This is not the end of it because they won't stop. Newsom lashing out at Donald Trump, you know, over all of this. Newsom, you know, sanctuary state, Gavin, who thinks he's going to be president. Okay, we're going to do everything we can to prevent that. By the way, Iran is on the brink of collapsing as well. The Iranian mullahs have had to pull the plug on internet service because they don't want the world to see what's going on. And, of course, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, rumors that he may be bowing out any moment now and getting the hell out.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Listen, if you're still suffering from the Biden-Harris economic hangover and you need to save money, one way you can do it without sacrificing service, you can do it right now, and that is cutting your cell phone bill in half. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, for just $20 a month. They will give you unlimited talk and text, 3 gigs of high-speed data on Pure Talk, super fast, nationwide 5G network, the same exact service, and you save a fortune. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. A veteran-led company that shares your values. They believe in giving back to those that serve our great country. And by the way, if you're active military, former military, first responder, you get an additional 20% off every single month. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today. Highs will stay in the lower 50s in Bozeman, around 60 in the Billings area. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, lows near 40 to 45 around the region. And then on Tuesday, we'll see breaks of sun and some cloud cover. High temperatures at about 52 in Bozeman, about 61 in the Billings area. Partly cloudy skies expected Tuesday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Just a few minutes left here this hour of the show. What could we sneak in here? What should we talk about next? You tell us. You can call in right now, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see, a couple of Montana stories that I've got on the Montana Talks website right now. Man, I could even go into the archives from last week because from some of our show audio clips, because we had so many great people join us for our live shows in Helena, Cutbank, and Malta that we didn't get to some of the big news of the day like we typically do, but what great coverage we did. Hey, on Friday's show, in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, if you were listening, or maybe you heard me talk about going to Malta for this incredible reunion, back in 1993, this young man, 9 years old, he grew up in Lodgegrass. He was at an event in Wyola, Montana, and a series of unfortunate events happened. He ends up having a 5-foot arrow, a 5-foot spear, lodged through his skull. It entered basically the top of his head and then came out the other side at an angle. And his family was smart about it. He was remarkably smart about it. They transport him along a bumpy road to get him to the hospital. Anyway, it was just crazy. But the doctor who performed the surgery, one of two doctors who performed the surgery to remove this arrow from his brain, medical miracle, you know, she's now a DJ in Malta, Montana, and retired and just has fun doing radio like we all do, right? And so she's, you know, a doctor who's just hanging in Malta doing radio. And one of her fellow radio guys hears this story, and he's like, I got to find this young man. Have you met him since that point? You know, because for decades they had never met since he was just a little boy, you know, in the immediate aftermath. And so anyway, when we did the show, this is what I wanted to tell you about that's new information, aside from, you know, what we talked about, the great conversations on Friday. While I was there in Malta at the GN, they brought copies of the November 1994 Family Circle magazine, the November 1994 Reader's Digest, the November 1994 National Enquirer. And so the photo that you'll see on our Montana Talks website, actually a bunch of photos, you can see photos of his beautiful family. You can see the photo of the metal tip of the spear that went through his brain. You can see all of those photos from our show on Friday at our Montana Talks website right now because they're on the KMMR Radio Facebook page. But you'll also see photographs of the actual coverage of those National Enquirer, Family Circle, and Reader's Digest magazines from back in the early 90s. I don't know if any of you have it, but if you could send if you can track down the Paul Harvey audio. Apparently, Paul Harvey back in 94 did a story on this as well. Wouldn't it be great to hear the story in Paul Harvey's own words? So if any of you know how to track that down, send it our way. Let's see, we've only got about a minute or so to go here, but we've got Tamara in Billings. Tamara, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Okay, so you're going to be bringing somebody on 8 o'clock hour to talk about the LA fire, is that correct?
Yeah, yep.
Good. I just wanted to make a quick comment. There's still rumors going around about that it was really strategically placed on those fires. They don't want them to rebuild, so they can get their fast rail in through there. The globalist, communist, socialist people are still wanting to create 15-minute cities. I'd like to see if you can see, get some feedback on that.
Ooh, that's a great.
Have him on.
Yeah, that would be a great question. Hopefully, yeah, remind me or our listeners, send me a message on the app. If I don't think, I'm gonna scribble down some notes to try to bring that up. I don't know if I'll ask it as well as you just asked it right there. Or Tamara, even if you're listening, when Sean Regan's with us in the 8 o'clock hour, call in and you know, throw the question right at it as well, because you can give the question better than I can. That would be a great one. Yeah, the LA fires 1 year later. Sean Regan is now with the Manhattan Institute, still lives, you know, here in Montana, lives in Bozeman. So he'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. He had a piece that got printed at foxnews.com, I think, just a couple of days ago. So that's a new one out there as well. All right, back to business in the 7 o'clock hour.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.